Beyond Expectations, written by Aria Larendiere and read by Littera, a supernatural Castiel Dean fic, with additional tags for first time, kissing, blowjobs, grace explosions, and Sabriel on the side. Summary: Dean and Cass's first foray into the physical side of their relationship. Castiel stood at the edge of the bed, frowning down at the flimsy excuse for a blanket. Gabriel was far better at this than him. The bed should absolutely be longer and wider to accommodate both of their forms. The current mattress left much to be desired, and the sheets did not fit the definition of clean.
"Hey, Cass, what on earth did the bed do to you?"
Castiel looked up at Dean and frowned.
"This bed is not sufficient for a night's comfort, Dean."
Dean blinked and chuckled. "This isn't the Ritz, Cass. I'm used to it. I've slept in far worse places."
This would not do for his plans for the evening. Castiel turned his attention back to the bed. Size, mattress, sheets, blankets. He reached for his renewed grace and pulled, watching as the bed shifted before his eyes. Much better. Dean looked up from Sam's computer and saw Cass watching the bed again.
"Cass, seriously, I'm starting to get jealous of the bed here. What's so interesting about it?"
"I have altered it sufficiently to allow for my plans for this evening," Castiel explained, pleased with the new bed in front of him.
"Oh?"
Dean said, turning to face the angel.
"And what plans might those be?"
Castiel turned to Dean again and cleared his throat. His heartbeat was elevated, as it always was around Dean. But now there was reason, purpose behind it. He only hoped that Dean would not object to what he wished to do this evening.
"I wish for us to become intimate this evening. You have finished your latest case, and there is nothing currently calling me back to heaven. Sam is with Gabriel, and they are far from here. The timing seems apt."
Dean chuckled and stood, closing the laptop screen before walking over to the angel.
"Cass, I need to teach you how to say that a little differently. You listed off every single reason for us to do something, except for the one that matters."
Castiel frowned.
"I do not understand, Dean."
"I know. And that's all right. My job to teach you, remember?"
Dean cupped Cass's face in his hands and smiled at him, leaning closer to rest their foreheads against each other. The angel nodded, his eyes wide as he stared at Dean. This close he could count each and every single freckle on Dean's cheeks. He gained more the more time he spent in the sun. The number was constantly changing.
"What is the one reason that matters?"
Dean pressed closer and kissed Cass, wrapping an arm around his waist. He didn't try to deepen it, not yet. Instead, he enjoyed the slide of Cass's chapped lips against his, every movement of their lips slow and languid. Dean pulled back with a quick lick to Cass's upper lip and smiled at him.
"Is that what you want?"
"I thought I had made that clear with my initial proposal. I desire this to happen this evening. I fear that events after today may conspire to keep us apart. As you dislike my usual method of travel, the ability to take you away for pleasure such as this is not possible."
Castiel explained, leaning closer to Dean once again.
"Will you kiss me properly, Dean?"
Dean raised an eyebrow.
"Properly?"
Castiel tilted his head to the side, their lips almost close enough to touch.
"Yes, I may be ignorant of the flesh, Dean, but I am not without some knowledge. I watched humanity for 1,000 lifetimes. Now kiss me," he said, his voice turning demanding.
Dean laughed. "Oh, Cass, never change, please. For me, never, ever change. I don't know if I could take it if you did."
It pleased Castiel to see how gentle and easygoing Dean was about this. Clearly he had been desiring it as well, though perhaps for not as long.
I will try.
Good, Dean said. He leaned close to Cass and brushed their noses together.
Now I believe you mentioned something about a proper kiss.
He did not know what it was about Cass, but he would never tire of kissing the angel. Each of their kisses felt like their first. Castiel pulled away slowly, his entire body feeling dizzy and lightheaded. A similar feeling always happened when he kissed Dean, but now it felt overpowering. All he wanted was more. More of Dean. His lips, his skin, his touch.
Dean. Cass's voice was going to be the death of him.
Dean groaned and yanked Cass close, kissing him again without mercy, hard and desperate. Now that Cass had said he wanted more, his entire body felt like he was on fire. He needed Cass. There was immediate need to be wearing less clothing. He wanted to see every inch of the body he had rebuilt, cell by cell. Castiel pulled away, licking the taste of Dean off his lips.
I suggest we remove our clothing in all haste, Dean. I could speed along the process.
Dean laughed at the wording and tugged Cass close again. Hell yes. Get on the bed, and yes. He sealed his words with a kiss, sucking hard on Cass's lower lip, swallowing the groan that escaped his angel.
Next time I'm going to peel every single layer off you and teach you about foreplay. How I can drive you wild without touching you. God, Cass, the things I want. Everything.
Castiel moaned, the sound catching him by surprise. The suggestions Dean was making served to increase his arousal and desire to touch Dean.
I need you, now.
Dean kissed Castiel again, quick and hard, before tilting Cass's chin up so he could kiss down his neck.
Yeah. I want to feel every inch of your skin.
Castiel spun them both quickly and pushed Dean back and onto the bed. He banished their clothes to the other side of the room and climbed on top of Dean on the bed. Those bright green eyes were dark with lust, the sight intoxicating.
Show me, Dean.
As much as he wanted to enjoy the angel on top of him, and he would think about that another day, Dean knew he was the one running this particular roadshow. He flipped them both over and grinned down at Cass.
Of course. Dean, must I continue to insist?
Dean chuckled and shook his head, kissing Cass again, savoring the taste of his angel.
I just have to find a way to stop kissing you first, he said, pressing their lips together again.
Castiel let Dean kiss him again and fell into it.
No, you must learn to multitask, he said as they parted. I never wish for you to stop kissing me. You might change your mind about that with this next piece,
Dean shifted to whisper in Cass's ear.
You said you've watched humans, Cass. Then I know you know about this. Where else have you imagined my mouth? Have you thought about my lips around you, tasting you?
Dean.
His hips moved of their own accord, rocking insistently against Dean.
Yeah, thought so. You want my lips around you, Cass?
He pressed a hot kiss to Cass's ear, kissing down his jawline.
Tell me.
Castiel nodded, fighting for the words that suddenly didn't want to come out.
Yes, yes, Dean. Good,
Dean said, taking time to kiss and suck his way across Cass's collarbone.
I'll enjoy making an angel scream.
He huffed,
so confident.
Dean licked his way down Cass's collarbone and smiled against his skin.
Yep, especially when it comes to you. I know that it must feel quite excellent for humans to like it as much as they do.
Yeah, Dean said, sucking a nipple into his mouth and watching Cass arch under him. He focused his attention on it, careful to give the other the same treatment, until Cass was bucking under him again.
How's that feel?
Castiel struggled a moment with coherency, and tried to clear his throat.
Hot. Wet.
He managed. His vessel seemed to be struggling for air, even though there was plenty to be had. His hips were now moving on their own, a desperate rhythm, wanting any touch Dean could give him. Dean gave a slow nuzzle to Castiel's stomach.
Now imagine that here.
He wrapped his hands around Cass's dick and gave a slow squeeze, watching the angel moan loudly.
Damn, Cass.
He pressed a kiss to the trail of dark hair, leading lower.
I could get off on your reactions alone. You're fucking amazing. Dean,
Castiel moaned, reaching down to tangle his fingers in Dean's short hair. He tugged, wanting Dean's mouth where he had promised it.
Dean, please. Yeah, don't worry. I won't leave you hanging. I might be a mean bastard, but even I'm not that mean.
Dean bypassed where Cass wanted him to touch most and kissed the indent of his hip bone. He grinned at the impatient growl that got him. He sucked on the small patch of skin before biting down hard, pleased when the skin immediately started to purple, and Cass cried out loudly.
Oh, Dean!
Castiel pressed his hips up, desperate for friction, for a touch, for anything.
I know, Cass, I know what you need.
Dean licked a slow strip up Castiel's cock from base to tip.
Need you to focus for a sec, and pay attention to me, though.
Pay attention to Dean? How could his attention possibly have been anywhere other than Dean during all of this?
Yes, Dean.
Castiel locked his eyes with the hunter, admiring how wide his pupils were. Dean smiled when Cass managed to focus on him, and gave him another slow stroke of his hand as a reward. Cass's eyes fluttered shut for a moment before they focused on him again. He would have way too much fun with how sensitive Cass was.
I need you to try to keep a leash on the angelic super strength. It'd be real easy to choke me, so I need you to keep your hips as still as possible. Capiche?
Castiel nodded.
I would never hurt you, Dean.
He flattened his hips to the bed and swore to himself that they would not move. Dean licked across the tip of Cass's dick, tasting the pre-cum there.
Feel free to do anything else. Scream, moan, tug my hair. Whatever floats your boat, Cass. I understand, Dean,
Castiel said, resting his hands on the bed, his eyes still locked on the blonde hunter.
Good.
With that, Dean leaned down and swallowed what he could of Cass, his hands still wrapped around the base. He felt Cass's hips twitch, but they stayed in place, still pressed to the bed. He started up a slow rhythm, teasing his tongue along the base as he bobbed his head.
Dean! Oh, Dean!
Castiel tightened his fingers in the blankets. He would not hurt Dean. He would not, but it was so, so indescribable. Every sense, both human and angelic, were chanting a litany of Dean, 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 begging for more every second. Dean pulled away, watching as Cass gave a cry in protest.
Let your body tell you what feels good, Cass. It knows.
Castiel licked his lips. They felt dry, far drier than they normally did.
It all feels incredible, Dean.
Dean snorted and grinned up at Cass.
Good to know I haven't lost my touch.
He was about to rely, since he had not understood that particular reference, when Dean pulled back enough to suck on just the tip of his cock. His whole back arched up, eager for more of that mouth on him.
Dean! Dean, please!
Dean pulled away for a moment.
I got you, Cass. Just let go.
He pressed his tongue against the head, lowering his mouth again, focusing on the tip, since that's where Castiel seemed to be the most sensitive. Castiel fought against it for as long as he could, the tension gathering in his stomach. Eventually it was too much. There was no containing it any longer.
Dean,
Close your eyes. Castiel fought to keep his hips against the bed, his breath escaping him in a choked sob. His orgasm exploded across his senses, his grace exploding out of him in a violent rush. He had wanted to watch Cass, maybe get round two started. Then Cass's grace had washed over him, and his whole body was consumed by Cass. Everything the angel was experiencing and feeling, his orgasm hit him like a freight train, leaving him shaking and barely able to hold himself up over the angel. Holy shit! It took a long time for him to come back to his body, but once he had, Castiel opened his eyes and blinked slowly at Dean.
Shit is never holy, Dean.
Whatever he had been prepared for, it certainly hadn't been that. Dean started laughing, a grin breaking across his face.
Oh, Cass.
He let their lips slide together in a slow kiss. Castiel melted into the kiss, pulling Dean closer. He banished their release with a thought and relished the slide of Dean's hot skin against his. Dean had to admit, there were certain advantages to boning an angel. He pulled back from the kiss after a long moment and stared down at Cass.
Did your first time meet your expectations?
Castiel stared up at Dean, counting the freckles spread across the bridge of his nose. His father had many beautiful creations, but none of them could compare to Dean Winchester.
No.
When Dean's eyes suddenly grew concerned, Castiel let his lips curve in a smile.
Far exceeded them.
Dean's smile at those words was worth everything. It always would be.